Hi, everybody. Jim Donovan along with Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com and Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. Today, we take a look at the Browns running back position as our position reviews continue for the 2012 season. And the Browns went right away to address the running back position with their first pick in the draft, which they even inched up one more spot to go from 4 to 3 and end up with Trent Richardson out of the University of Alabama. But the question, gentlemen, is this. Do we ever really get the real Trent Richardson this season? Knee problem early, lost the entire training camp, preseason schedule, his first game was against the Philadelphia Eagles, rib problem then throughout the remainder of the season, and also an ankle injury at the end. Mixed in between there, inside that sandwich, is 950 yards rushing.
And also 11 rushing touchdowns, too. You're looking at a guy in Trent Richardson who accomplished all these things, set 6 rookie records for the team, and really never played at 100%. I really don't think we ever got to see the full Trent Richardson. And when you talk to guys like the running backs coach and some others, you know, they agreed that Trent Richardson wasn't really 100% healthy throughout the year. And that's good in a sense, and it's scary for opposing teams to think that this guy can get even better as the years go on. He was almost a 1,000-yard rusher as a rookie with all those things, no training camp, rib injuries pretty much throughout the whole year, ankle injury that sidelined him at the end. Just a really great glimpse of what he could be.
So, in the land of Oompa-pi-da, when we look down into that land, Vic, what will we see? What didn't we see that we will see in the future? Well, what would you expect?
With health, I'm sure you're going to get better performance. That is a given, and it is scary to think of how much better you can get. But here are some other things. He didn't have a fullback. I mean, think about that. He really didn't have any fullback in front of him, and that style of runner that he is kind of needs that presence, and Alex Smith as a converted tight end to fullback, I don't think provided that for Richardson for the better part of this year. Also needs to work on being a better pickup guy on blitzes. That's an area that he just never really mastered. He's a sure blocker when he has to block. He can knock people down and knock them down hard. But I think that's another place he could go. Catches the ball beautifully. That's an art form for him. He was number 2 on the team in receptions for that very reason. But I think if you get him a fullback, if you get him in an offense that focuses on his full advantage, what he can do best as a runner downhill and get that going, as you guys were talking about, with the health, it could be unbelievable.
You oftentimes get the greatest accolades from the team that you have played against. For instance, when the Browns lost to the Giants at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands, the Giants were raving about Trent Richardson that day. And, I mean, he had a pretty good day that day. And remember, there was some arguments about should they have used him more. You know, should he have been on the field on 3rd and 1 a couple of times? When the Browns beat the Steelers here in Cleveland right after Thanksgiving, it was the Steelers who said, boy, this is going to be a problem for us for the future. We're going to have to play this guy twice a year.
Yeah, and he looked good in that first game against the Steelers, too. He ran for 85 yards and a touchdown and didn't really have that many carries, less than 25 carries in that game. So you're looking at some of the guys that he has to play against, and they can see it. And I'm sure the Cincinnati Bengals could see it after what he did to him down in Paul Brown Stadium when he made the 23-yard screen pass reception into a touchdown, too. Guys that have to defend him are starting to see that he has some big playability.
Boy, and Vic, inside the 5. Okay, where you want tough yards, and they are definitely tough yards, there was nobody tougher than the way Richardson ran the ball.
Right, tougher and really the sense of kind of inventiveness that he had down there, the way he moved, the way he avoided people. I mean, he'd go toward people with a sense of, I'm going to knock you over, but he'd also avoid them and do it in a very artful way, a skillful way that really he was blessed to have that ability to bounce things outside when he needs to, skirt around, spin around, whatever it might take. But he knows his way into the end zone from the 5. Again, that's something the Browns did not have for a long time before Richardson's arrival.
Let's touch on Montario Hardesty to, you know, fully, you know, put our arms around the position of running back. It was a different Montario Hardesty. First of all, he was healthier than he's been since he's come to the Browns. Second of all, he was lighter than he's been. I mean, he shed about 15, 20 pounds coming into the season. The third thing was he overcame a problem in the preseason. Remember, he fumbled a couple of times and you wondered, is he going to make the team? And then when he got in the regular season, there was a burst that we had not seen from him.
And really, that burst came about in training camp. We saw it from the first time he touched the ball. He really had that extra speed and power running, too, mixed with that speed. And that was something that we hadn't been able to see out of Montario because he hasn't really had a full training camp up until this year. And when he got in the game, he made sure that he made the most out of his opportunities. He battled through the fumble problems. Did not play in three of the first four games, was unable to get on the field. And then when he finally did, when Richardson went down, Hardesty made the most of it.
That's right.
Yeah, there's no doubt he took advantage of his moments with explosive runs. The things that would still be areas that he needs to address are catching the football. It's a big component in any offense, not just the offense that was run previously on this team with Pat Shurmur. You have to have a back who can catch. And again, that's something Trent Richardson we know does superbly. The other thing is, you know, he's got to have better ball security. I mean, the fumbling problem that, you know, we saw evidence of early on still kind of carried into the season. So there were still some questions about his ability to hang on to the ball. So he needs to really put that to rest and remove that doubt, because when coaches worry about whether or not you're going to put the ball on the ground, that's usually when you don't get a lot of carries.
Yeah, and they put you on the sideline standing beside them. That's a look at the running back position. Make sure you check back with us here at ClevelandBrowns.com, as we'll have more position reviews for the 2012 Cleveland Browns.